My dreams are getting stranger. They put you in my head. My dreams are full of danger. They put you in my bed. And I don't want to wake up. Stronger every day. If listening is loving, then you've stolen my heart away. And I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up now. Please don't make me wake up. I want to stay with you somehow. You sing by firelight. I see you draw your legs up tight. I know you'll never know or understand the way I feel tonight. You brush your hair across your face. I want you here in my embrace. I cannot take a chance. I should not take a chance. Oh, would you take a chance? Or will we take this chance? I know you do not need me, and nor can I have you. But in my dreams I thank God that none of this is true. And I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up now. Please don't make me wake up. I want to stay with you somehow. Oh, please don't make me wake up.
Emily and Ivory here on Neo Rocks, and if you're wondering, yes, that was absolutely live. Great stuff, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
So welcome to the first time here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as Emily and Ivory.
Emily and Ivory, correct, yep.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming down. We're going to get to your show here in just a little bit and what you've got going on this weekend. Why don't you tell everybody listening who you are, starting with you.
Oh, with me? Okay. I'm Katie Egan.
That
was it. That was
elaborate.
All.
That was elaborate it. Later. I'm Justin Hartman.
I'm Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh, you can pull that microphone up. You're allowed to speak into it.
Now, Jason, you'll notice that Emily and Ivory is conspicuously missing. It's Emily.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, she had a prior engagement, unfortunately. So we're toying around with different names. So, you know, maybe we'll just try to be somebody else for tonight.
Lots of Ivory.
Yeah, lots of ivory.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Ivory, I think ivory is going to be.
Ivory cubed, right?
Yep, that's right.
That's what it
lots,
is.
Lots of ivory.
Well, what will you be going as when you play the Millard Fillmore Presidential Library this Friday? What name?
Emily and Ivory.
You're going to go. You're going to stick with that.
Yes.
Now Justin left the room to pick up another guitar while you answered that. Is that the correct answer?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the final answer. Is Emily and Ivory for sure? Yeah. Although we could try, like, Slippery Mangoes. That was one of them. Or
that might
special
work.
Special Event Horizon. We toyed around with that.
Are you guys on Twitter?
I don't think we are, actually.
Okay, I looked for you earlier
Facebook
today.
Facebook for sure, but Twitter.
What's Twitter?
Well, they do these, you know, they have
Twitter.
Polls.
I'm in my 30s.
They have We're not talking Instagram. We're talking Twitter. It's
Snap,
okay.
Snapface or whatever these kids are doing these days.
Snap.
Yeah. Right.
They have these polls now on Twitter. See, I think you should get a Twitter account just for this, because then you could introduce different, you know, alternative names when people are missing in the band.
That's
and
right.
You could put up a poll and see what, you know.
It's a great idea.
See what people think.
I like it.
But you guys, I've caught you guys a few times. I got to tell you, the harmonies are always awesome.
Thanks.
When I walk away from a show seeing you guys, I'm always singing in my car. And I just stop because I just don't sound as good as you guys.
That's
true
not
story.
True. That's
true
not true.
Story. But how long have you guys been around now? Tell us about the beginning of the band and what's up with you.
So the band started, I think it was September of 2015, kind of as a joke, actually. Kevin, who
not
you will
much
know.
Has changed.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Kevin Bianchi, who you'll know from the Chestertons, had a gig and he needed some opener. And so Emily and I worked together. We have sung together before and kind of just said, you know, we can pick some covers and play for 30 minutes or so. So we did it that first time just for fun. And then started working more originals in, started building the band, adding some more people, these guys and others. So that's how it got going.
Now who, okay, the missing band member.
Yep. So Emily,
yes.
Emily Bezdavka, who, rest in peace. No, just kidding. She's just not here. and then, yes, the fifth Beatle, as it were, is Logan Talley, who plays bass. And he's fantastic.
And the other thing I noticed about you guys, listening to you guys play live, is that you have a really cool assortment of cover songs.
Right.
Do you have a favorite that you play?
I like the, there's a couple that we do. What's the Carried Away and,
Teach Me to Know.
You never need nobody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Carried Away and Teach Me to Know is the same, isn't it?
That's the Lone Bellow.
Okay.
They do a couple of those songs, and we really like them. I like their harmonies a lot. It means a lot to me that you would say you like our harmonies. I think a lot of bands don't focus on harmonies and vocals.
Right.
And I may be a mediocre guitar player, but I think we'll always have good vocal harmonies. We'll strive for that. So.
Hey, I got to tell you, those new strings that you put on yesterday, they paid off today.
Oh,
they sound
they'll,
great.
They'll get out of tune any second now. Don't worry.
Well, before we hear another song, let me ask you about that. Everybody has a different approach to how they work on harmonies. Honestly, for me, as a musician, I feel great about guitar. I feel great about singing on my own. But if I have to sing harmony with somebody, mm-hmm. it just freaks me out. Mm-hmm. What is your approach? How do you guys work on that in the setting?
That's a great question. I have to say that these guys, Emily, Katie, and even Logan sometimes adds harmonies. And they just hear it. They just get it. We don't have to woodshed too much. I think they just kind of pick up on the on the line, and they get it from almost the first go, which is amazing.
I hate people like you.
Well, we can flip-flop, too. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
We don't always get stuck in one's
and sometimes,
one part.
Sometimes we'll have to work something out where, you know, we want the melody to move one direction mm-hmm. and the harmonies go somewhere else, and we'll work on it.
Very cool. Not only do you have great harmonies and great covers, you have great originals. And after this next song, we're going to talk about some of the recording that you're going to do here coming up in a little bit.
Yes.
Interested to hear about that. But what song are you going to play for us right now?
The next song is called Half a World Away. I tell people it's about undesired affection, and we'll leave it at that.
Emily and Ivory here on Neo Rock.
Climb the highest peak, or won the losing streak, or held the four-leaf clover in my head. Never jumped a moving car, or wished a falling star would change my plans. Never needed anyone, or lacked for fun. I wanted someone special in my life, but you stabbed me with your grace, then used your lovely face to twist the knife. Never really
and Ivory here on Neo Rocks. Good stuff. And the guitar stand, too. How about that?
Yeah, for the most part. Just go ahead and work on that.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to let everybody know that you guys are going to be playing this Friday at the Millard Fillmore Presidential Library. For those who don't know, yes, it is a bar. It is not...
Neither a library nor a presidential.
Correct. They do have pictures of Millard everywhere, though.
That's true.
And you guys are going to be playing with the Chesterdins, of course.
Of course.
And it's going to be 9 p.m., correct?
9 p.m., that's right.
Yeah, get that E. There you go. Yeah, that sounds good. So you guys are going to be recording soon, correct?
Yeah, that's the goal. Actually, I haven't even really talked to these guys about that. But
that's why you gave me that look. Okay.
So, again, you'll know Kevin Bianchi from the Chestertons. And in addition to being a fantastic guitar player, he's a talented producer, engineer. He's got a lot of great equipment. So I think the plan is to head to his house and lay some of these tracks down, have a little EP sometime this year to put out.
Does he have a studio name, or is it just Kevin Bianchi's house?
No, I think it's – well, it's Brian Bianchi's house. I think it's 29 Doors. At least it used to be.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe he changed the name when he moved, but it used to be 29 Doors.
So any idea yet as far as how many songs or what you're going to be – what the game plan
probably
is?
Probably 5 or 6. Haven't really narrowed down which ones.
Okay.
So
good enough. Good enough. Well, that's cool. I'm out of questions. You guys want to ask me something? Or?
What's your deepest fear?
My guitar going out of tune on the air. No.
Credit card number? No.
How do you feel about sauerkraut?
That's a good question.
There you go.
Asking the important questions.
I love sauerkraut. Do you guys enjoy a good sauerkraut?
I do not.
No. And we should say we're asking this question, yes. I think, because we're not really supposed to talk about this. But they do have sauerkraut at the Millard Fillmore.
Yes.
And it's
a steaming pot that you cannot miss.
You can't miss it.
Yep.
Now, the other thing you can't miss is, of course, you guys playing and the Chestertons. Who's going to go first?
I think the Chestertons.
Do you guys, like, thumb war that? Is that how you figure
it
out?
No, it's just that I think this is the first time we've headlined, quote-unquote, a show. So
that's awesome.
They were nice enough to open for us.
That's awesome. Yeah. Let's hear another tune, if that's
okay.
All right with you.
This is our newest one, so... Still in the formative stages, so if anybody had to go to the bathroom during the radio show, now might be your time to do that.
What's the name of the new tune?
This is called Feel Something But This.
Emily and Ivory here on Neo Rocks.
Dying, my heart.
comes to find this chapter's over, move ahead. God, unbind me, come and find me. Nothing do I break. Like life after the fire dies, my spirit.
Emily and Ivory. Great song.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks.
Good stuff. So you guys are going to be playing Friday at the Millard Fillmore Presidential Library, 9 p.m. with the Chestertons. If people just heard you on the radio in their car or at neorocks.com streaming or at wjcu.org streaming, and they wondered, hey, I wonder where I can find Emily and Ivory on the internet world. Where would they go?
Your best bet is to find us on Facebook. Like us there, and we'll keep you informed about our gigs.
Facebook.com/EmilyandIvory, and you will notice when you click on that that the, you are sipping on something from cups. What were in those cups that you were drinking?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I do.
Can
actually.
I say that on the air? No. Actually, funny story with that mug if I have time. I somehow got my number added to a marketing list as Evelyn. So in a single day, I probably got 80 calls for saving money on life insurance and asking if I was Evelyn, and I was not. So my coworkers bought me a mug that says Evelyn, and that's what you're looking at.
Facebook.com/EmilyandIvory. Guys, thank you so much. Good luck this Friday.
Thanks
at the Millard Fillmore, 9 p.m. We're going to play something from the Chestertons right now. This is Waiting for the End here on Neo Rocks.
You don't have to speak, the stars will be your breath. A breath of belief is all we leave behind. And I'm waiting for the end. To fall. You are the beautiful one. You are the beautiful one. Waiting to come undone. Buried deep your heart. The scene is over. When the word brings life, we'll have no thought of change. And I'm waiting for the end. I'm waiting for the night.